That's terrible.
I'm not participating.
You're not participating in the poop conversation. My head hurts.
Yeah, I don't understand why the youngest person in my house stops up the toilet more than anyone else.
My son went to a sleepover the other day, and when he came home, after I picked him up, I said, how'd it go? And he's like, I clogged their toilet. I said, what'd you do? He was like, I just went out, and I was like, Sean, where's your dad? And he's like, what's wrong? He's like, where's your dad? Like, I knew the dad would know where the plunger was. And I was like, well, good thinking. Yeah.
Remember that time he had that one that was bigger than his arm?
That's exactly what you always said, a baby's forearm.
Yeah,
no, but it was like a magic trick. It was like, how did this come out of this?
I have no idea.
This is my fault.
Mm-hmm. It is your fault. No, it's her fault. She came in.
No.
Oh, man.
What are you drinking? What is that?
Some green thing.
Super green.
Just drink some damn water.
I am. I've got water, too.
She's got water.
You
got
to dilute that stuff.
No, I just felt that. No, I've just been eating crappy for the last couple of days. Trying to make up for a little bit.
I got you.
I want to eat crappy right now.
You do?
Oh.
What do you want to eat?
I want to eat one of those Subway sandwiches with the seafood on them.
Yeah, you're right. That's crappy.
Oh, that's terrible. That's not even seafood. What is that?
I don't know
it's not even a sandwich.
No, it's like an upside down seafood bread bowl or something.
You know what I love?
I don't even think all the Subways carry those.
I miss Schlotzky's.
Yes, I love Schlotzky's.
I love Schlotzky's.
I thought they wasn't Where there one still open around here? I know there are one. Cincinnati has them.
Somebody
still.
Said there was one in Cincinnati, and I was in Cincinnati at IKEA the other day.
Yeah.
But I know somebody that when they drive to Missouri, they take a cooler and freeze them and get
Northern Ohio when I went to Rochester last year.
There was one.
Me and my buddy G Money stopped at a Schlotzky's in Northern Ohio.
I would just die. There used to be one on East Washington Street when I was growing up, and it was
run on 96th Street, right by 69.
Yeah.
There was one out by the airport for a while.
Yep, when I worked by the airport, I went to that one all the time.
And that was the last one that closed. Remember, that was by the hotel that got hit by a plane? Mm-hmm. You remember when that plane hit that hotel there?
How old were you, like two?
I know, but I lived on the west side so it was a big deal.
Sure.
I had just moved here when the plane hit the Ramada Inn.
I remember you telling me this.
And my mother called me like a half hour later and said, are you okay? And I lived in Broad Ripple at the time. And this is on the west side by the airport.
Right.
And I'm like, Mom, you...
Yes, I'm fine, Mom.
Never mind. Indianapolis is not like...
Mom!
It's not like London, Ohio, Mom.
But that's the same. Anytime anything bad happens where there's anywhere, that's like family checks in. So you should take that as a good memory that your mom was checking on you.
What if she hung up the phone and goes, well, shit.
Yeah, she'd hoped that.
He's such an asshole.
Would she call you an asshole?
Probably.
Do you remember her calling you names?
It doesn't upset me to hear that she might have, so she probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a shirt on under that shirt?
Uh-uh.
Vegas
happening over here. What do you think?
Why do you do that?
Because I'm comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to layer. I like
to
have options.
Do you see the, this is the nicest, softest material?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You say that every time you buy a quarter zip, so you'll have an excuse to buy another fucking quarter zip. How many do you think you have, though?
32. I'm not wearing any natural fibers except my socks. Oh, no, my underwear's cotton, I guess.
Speaking of underwear, a bug got in my underpants, and now I have 13. I have 13 bug bites around the
torso.
The torso, the line. No, not in the V area. The more around my belly.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like
sure.
In the line. I've been working in the yard the last 3 days. Yeah, it looks bad.
Wow.
We're not
going to post a picture of
no,
that.
No, you don't want to. It's bad. It looks
what
like,
kind of bug was it?
I don't. It was a big blood sucking bug. Big one.
Potato bug?
No, it was big. It had a big. Like it had a big entry
fangs
area. Mm. No, it wasn't a double.
Did it suck blood?
One.
It sucked blood?
Oh. It must have. Why would it keep biting me if it didn't get something from it?
I have it over here, by the way, Chick.
What is it?
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
What do we have?
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. this Scott Schaffner?
Yes. Good job.
Got it.
We called him Steve for so long. I almost said Steve.
I couldn't remember what we used to call him.
Hi, thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm the leader, Chick McGee. That's my co-host, Jess. And that is Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Would you like to tell the people what...
I don't know. What are we doing here today?
What are we doing here? The name of this episode is?
I don't know. But usually you name it sometime during the episode.
And we don't
usually ever call it that.
You don't? You never do?
Generally not.
We do?
No, generally not. Because usually you have like two or three names you want to...
We're going to have to call this one...
Goodbye, Jason.
Well, yeah.
You're out of here, right?
Well, I'm not out of here.
No, I'm not going to speak to you anymore.
That's not true.
You're not going to be on the podcast.
You guys are going to get along better.
Correct. What are you talking about? That might be true. That's not true at all.
Okay.
We're those friends who've had those fights, and we're still friends, I think.
Those are your best friends.
But see, here's the thing.
What?
It's sort of paralleled, and yes, I'm just so busy with other stuff. I just can't fully commit to the podcast with my buddies here, Chick and Jess.
I'm not looking at you.
I know you're not. But this I sort of had a realization that when I think Jess put it that if you two didn't break up, you might not ever be friends again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, is that the case here? I don't think so. But maybe it was getting there.
It could have.
No, it could have. I don't think so. Really?
It could have. Stop, Mr. Honest on the podcast, stop blowing smoke up our ass. We know.
No, Jason and I did have a couple of very heated exchanges about the podcast and about things we were doing on the podcast.
That
and
has
things,
nothing to do with him leaving.
I wasn't doing on the podcast.
I wasn't heated.
No.
I was same old what? Jason. See, this is what annoys him. He it drives him nuts that I don't react.
That's, I don't.
Let me tell you a little something about that. With Chick... Old behavior would show that the more calm you become, the more escalated he gets.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
And I'm
in some
calm.
Situations, that's what it is. So when I get upset, I get calm and get quiet and don't want to talk. And Chick gets really opposite of that.
And I've learned that that's
but sometimes,
not so much about what's going on, but it's me... wanting some sort of reaction out of somebody.
Right. The
to
matter
help me.
The matter you get, the more you care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
that, well, that
ridiculous.
In his, yeah.
In
yeah,
his but, case.
Which
yes,
is
yes, yes,
ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my mother.
And me and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And
so when and they my, when those two got into a fight at Christmas, it was awesome.
That's not
true story.
This past Christmas?
No.
Oh,
like
many
4 years ago.
Okay.
At Christmas.
Oh, I remember
10
hearing
years?
About that.
No,
years.
2010. I was going
to. Oh, that's like 10 years ago. No, yeah, probably 4 years ago.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't say what that fight was about, but I think I was.
No, it was battle.
As much as I've
mm-hmm.
some work that I've done on myself between then and now, I would have that same fight.
Oh, probably.
Only I wouldn't be as loud, but
was,
I would have that same
pretty,
fight.
That was a rough Christmas.
That was a rough Christmas.
A rough 2 weeks. I'm going to say 2 weeks because it was a good Christmas. It was just a rough 2 weeks.
That was a great Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're leaving. You're getting
well,
another
Well, here's the thing.
You're moving out of state.
No, I'm not. It's
relocating.
It's I'm spread a little thin, and there's times and listeners will go, yeah, okay, now I got the... I was lagging getting them out because I had stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
and I had to get out of here by a certain time, so I didn't have enough time to dedicate to this,
sure.
to edit it. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to be at Indie PopCon.
Yeah.
So that's when I told you a couple weeks before, hey, I'm not going to be there.
That was a good
And I would have enjoyed it.
You would have.
I would have enjoyed it.
Darth Vader, I'm pretty sure it was the Darth Vader.
It's a great
Vader,
picture.
Asked me to take a picture with him.
True story. Mm-hmm.
How did he ask you?
He has a button that makes his voice do that.
Could I have a picture with you?
Did he say your name?
No, his handler did.
No, his handler really handled it.
Which I think was his wife.
Vader has a handler.
Vader has a wife.
Was that Mrs. Vader?
I think so. That's what my son got his picture taken. He goes, Mr. Vader, can we get a picture?
I love that.
Did he really do that? Yes. That's cool.
And my daughter,
you know how lucky you are that he's that outgoing and well spoken. To do that. That's great.
And then my daughter was like, she was standing behind me. She's like, I don't want anything.
See,
to do with
now
this.
She knows Darth Vader, and your son reached out and realized that maybe Mr. Vader wasn't as bad as you.
Either that or
portrayed
like to,
in Star Wars.
Hey, what's this dark side all about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to tell me a little bit more about that.
Do you have a pamphlet?
Who else do we see at PopCon? We had a great time. We were on stage.
Pat McAfee stopped by.
Oh, did McAfee stop by?
He said he was at the food truck. He goes, I saw all these crazy characters coming out of here, and I told my girlfriend, we gotta get in there.
We gotta go in there and get in there and see what's going on.
It looked like he was like harvesting rice. Did you see that hat he had on?
He had a big straw hat.
He had a big straw hat thing that came down.
He's always got something on.
It's about 18 inches around or across. That's what I want to say, across.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Pat, I was at a little social gathering with some people I know, and I haven't known them very long. Mm-hmm. And the subject of ping pong came up. And you know me, I'm very modest.
Except when it comes to ping pong.
Except when it comes to ping pong. No, they were talking smack about, being good at ping pong.
Did you pull your picture?
I didn't pull out my picture. But I just said, look up Pat McAfee ping pong. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's all I said. And they didn't do it at the time, but I bet they did afterwards. I've beaten professional athletes, okay, who think they're badasses. Mm-hmm.
That one guy was a badass, Dwayne Allen. Holy shit.
Great guy, though, too.
Is he the one with the short shorts with the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He outweighed me...
excuse me.
Or did I outweigh him by 10 pounds? And it was really distributed...
there's no way you outweighed him.
Very
there's
differently. No way. He was...
beautiful. That's
he's solid. He's beautiful.
He was a beautiful, beautiful
there you
man.
Go.
And then I found out he's like 23, and I was like, oh my God, I'm that weird old lady.
A little bit.
Yeah. Shut up.
What are
you saying? I can say it. You can't agree.
Okay. You're not that weird old lady.
I was a little bit that weird old lady.
No, stop.
I can't wait to be old enough to where I can wear like a two-piece swimsuit or like a swimsuit with a skirt while I mow the grass, and nobody will question it. Like, that's how old I want to be.
How about a cigarette hanging out of your mouth?
Maybe.
Flip-flops?
Flip-flops. What else? I want to wear the visor that looks like I'm about to deal money at a Catholic party.
I think it's a dealer visor is what that's called.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that, but they usually have the really cute little visors on and stuff. And I got the haircut. If I just get a perm, then I'll be like that.
Last time you had that haircut, you did have a perm.
I got it permed when I was in... We did Hero Day during Spirit Week in high school, and my hero was... my history teacher in middle school, Miss Jurassic, and her hair was short, and but hers was naturally curly. And so for Hero Day, the day before, I went and got a perm so that I could make it like hers.
You know what? Speaking of school and heroes, we haven't had a chance to talk on the podcast about me being a member of the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
we haven't.
I actually finally got to talk to Mrs. Hildebrandt, and a lot of people.
She's not how I pictured her.
I put the picture
exactly.
up on Twitter.
It's exactly how you pictured her. I thought she was older. I really thought she was older.
A lot of people tweeted and they knew the podcast, and we talked, and I was so nervous about meeting her.
Yeah.
But it went great.
Did you have dinner with her or lunch?
No. I got there. It started at 7, so I got there about 6:45, and about 2 minutes later, she walks in. What are you laughing at?
He gives the most unnecessary details of the story.
I can't believe you weren't there at 6:15.
I was there early because I wanted to see Mrs. Hildebrandt early because I knew when I saw her, I was going to cry a little bit.
What time did you said it started at 7. You got there at what, 6:45?
6:45.
That's a lie. You were there at 6 o'clock. You were there at 5:45, I bet.
No, I wasn't.
Liar.
You have to check his tweets. Sitting in a parking lot.
Yep. Just waiting on people. That's what I do. I'm always waiting.
That's what I do.
Waiting.
Most often it's you, by the way.
I know.
In a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I get there and she walks in and I see her and...
you cried.
I hugged her and cried a little bit and she... Thank you very much. And we broke the embrace. Mm-hmm. And she grabbed my face with both of her hands on my cheeks, and she said, "You know, I'm responsible for everything you're doing right now." And I said, oh, yes, I know. Thank you very much.
Was her son there?
Yes, one of her sons and her daughter-in-law and her grandson was there, who looks just like her son.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of little redhead kids running around. And she wants to, when I left, she said, now you're my buddy. You have to come over here and have lunch with me. And I go, okay, yeah, we will. See, now that's the thing I have to do now.
When did she retire?
92. She started teaching in 67 and retired in 92.
So she's been retired.
Damn.
22 years.
22 years she's been retired. Wow. So she's in her 80s, but she looks...
She does not look like it. She looks good.
She
still gets around.
She has trouble with stairs a little bit. I had to help her with stairs. But
I have trouble with stairs.
Oh, I have trouble with stairs.
I hate those things.
About 5 or 6 in the afternoon, the dog goes out on the deck and there's stairs involved.
How many stairs? Oh, two stairs.
Yeah.
Right.
There's two stairs.
A lot of times I end up in the yard.
Oh, you did fall off the deck,
didn't
you?
I did, didn't I? Yeah.
I remember you saying that.
Did you forget that?
When's the last time I fell?
You fell off the deck?
I don't want to get into it.
One of those, I was at Kroger and one of those little, the savings Kroger Plus whatever little
cards?
Things was on the shelf and it had fallen down and I ran
somebody's
down.
Card?
Yeah, it was like a little, like a index card size, like here, you save 5 cents on this or whatever. And I was running and I slipped on it and I fell in the middle of Kroger.
Why were you running in Kroger in the first place?
Because I forgot something and I left my cart in the line and I had to run back there and get it and
then
come back.
You're not allowed to leave your cart once you're in line.
My kids were with my cart.
And continue shopping.
Did they have a credit card in case
they had my debit card. Yes, they did, in case they needed. And they were loading the cart.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, they were. They were unloading.
You mean they were unloading the cart?
Unloading the cart.
All right.
But I fell. That was last summer.
Anyway, I'm a member of the Hall of Fame.
Bruised my knee.
And you signed some of your pictures and stuff over the weekend HOF?
No, I haven't done that, HOF.
I thought you said they asked you to.
No, I haven't.
I thought if you'd ask me to, I would probably. I thought people did.
I'm not going to do that. I sent...
do you know how many people said, hey, you listen to the podcast? No, but I hear about you talk about it all the time on Bob and Tom.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, that's kind of mean. I didn't like it. What do you mean?
Why? That's nice that we're talking about it on the Bob and Tom
show. No, but that they came up and were so huffy about it.
Oh.
Huh.
I guess.
You figure people that would be in that building at Indie PopCon would be kind of hip to podcasts.
You'd think so. Yeah,
there were a bunch of podcasts. We were on a podcast. Somebody interviewed us on a podcast.
The
Gabriel something.
I feel like an asshole.
The Next Big Thing podcast.
No, Epic. Or? Almost Epic. Almost Epic podcast. Nearly Epic.
Nearly Epic.
I don't know.
Nearly Epic
God
podcast.
Dang it. I'm such a jerk.
I don't remember it either. And then I was on the other one. It was called, what was the other name of the podcast? Oh, the Obsessive Viewer podcast.
I saw that. That was at the end of our other aisle, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Mike and Tiny and David. And we had a good time at Indie PopCon.
I thought so. We did our live podcast.
We did the live podcast. Had a great time with Drew Curtis and Joel
from
Mystery Science Theater 3000. And Paul and Storm were great.
Man, I miss those guys.
They were very
nice just to talk to them here after the show
Friday.
They were
very, very funny.
Yeah, they were good.
They have gotten pretty huge in the geek world out there.
They are doing, I want to say, 3 or 4 more Comic Cons, or for lack of a better term, across the country yet this year. And then they're going to go on a cruise the first of next year.
Yes, is it?
The Geek Cruise. I don't want to say the Joe Coy or something, or Joko.
Joe Coy.
I'm not sure. I don't think I could go on a cruise. Do you think you could go on a cruise?
You know what? My neighbor has gone on like 2 cruises a year the past 3 years.
Why?
He was just telling us about them.
Because they're
pretty reasonable.
Right now they are?
Yeah.
I bet they are.
Yeah. He knows all about them.
And you can just stay on it. But I hear the excursions are where it gets crazy. You start paying for that. Like you want to get off the boat, get your hair braided or something. And then it's just, and then $200 later, you know, you got Bo Derek hair. I don't know.
Well, you've been to the Bahamas. We went to the Bahamas. It's the same thing.
Yeah, we didn't leave the fucking hotel, which was awesome.
Jet ski, and then
we tried to go eat one time, and that was a mess.
Well, you jet ski, and they braid your hair if you go down on the beach.
I didn't jet ski.
You had me parasail. That's
you
on
parasailed.
The,
did you say parasail?
Parasailed?
Parasail. He works on
Did you say did you say library today on the air?
Library?
I could have.
Do that for me from now on.
Library?
Library. See if anyone knows. Yeah, it's like a strawberry and a blueberry.
In the library.
Strawberry,
that's funny. I'm going to do that. There's a we just did that. Name seven kinds of berries. It's a thing. Next time I do it with the kids, I'm going to say library.
Yeah, say library. Because the kids would say that when they were younger. Instead of library, it would come out library.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I think, and maybe you should address this on the air, it's time to retire the, and I'm sure you're tired of it. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
You want to see the list of stuff I'm tired of?
Oh. They're on your side. Yeah. I think you're getting a little tired of saying that. Because I think Christy's like forcing it.
Everybody expects it now. That's a thing. See, that's the thing with catchphrases. It's fads.
Stops being fun.
Stops being surprising and fun.
Speaking of news, have you guys seen Debbie Knox lately? Debbie Knox is a local.
I saw
fucking
this.
Fucking smoking hot, Debbie.
She used to be the evening news anchor on Channel 8.
Yeah.
And she is no longer on the air, and I don't know why, but she...
She's not?
She retired.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
But she does stuff, like special segments.
Probably, yeah.
But she's started working out, evidently.
She was on Tracy's show.
She's lifting weights,
Indie
a lot of
style.
Weights. Bench pressing is what
she looks
I hear.
Great.
Yeah.
Looks great.
She can bench press 280.
Looks healthy.
I don't know if that's true.
I bet she can bench press more than you.
She's on.
Oh.
I bet she can, too. I'm as weak as a kitten. You
know
that.
I do.
Physically and emotionally.
I'm
as weak as a kitten. That's what we need to get on the air. Maybe we should have a meeting. We'll have a meeting. It's goodbye, Jason. What do we do next? That's the name of this episode.
Well, I didn't know if this was like an exit interview.
No.
I've never had an exit interview.
Okay, if you could. Thanks for coming. Have a seat. Thanks for coming in. What would you?
What do you do for an exit
say
interview?
Was your most enjoyable?
It's basically your chance to rip into your superiors, I guess.
Is it really?
Well, we didn't have.
But
any
see,
superiors.
I think they do it with human resources, so it's confidential.
Oh,
I've never had an exit interview.
Neither have I.
Have you ever had an exit interview? Did you have an exit interview here?
Yeah, kind of.
Who talked to you?
Joni.
Huh.
Yeah.
How was it? Stuff
we
like
did
that?
Reviews and everything. She'd do a yearly review and everything.
Marty would give us a yearly review, but he'd slide. He'd go, "Hi, sit down. Here's your review," and he'd slide it across. And he goes, "Write down three things you think you could do better at, and three things you think you've got nailed down, and then sign it and give it back to me." And that
was very informal.
Yeah, it was very informal.
Really?
He's still in the pipeline to be on the podcast. Marty Bender. And almost everyone guessed, yes, Tom Griswold was supposed to be our 100th guest, although I don't think we did badly having Bert on.
No, Bert. No.
Certainly
Bert just
not.
Happened to have.
Are you kidding me?
But I, as I explained to someone at PopCon when they asked me at the, we were at the OTA Pavilion.
What?
Who was the 100th guest? Was it Tom? And I go, yeah. And I go, I've been thinking about it. And I think the reason... I'm more upset that I actually thought he would do the podcast when he said he would. I wasn't prepared at all when he said, I can't do it today. I'm sorry. I've got to go. And he honestly did have a valid excuse. But I'm more upset at me that I thought that, oh, yeah, we'll get this done. He'll be on the podcast.
I do that a lot.
And obviously,
he's
not ever going to be on the podcast.
I feel like I have realistic expectations of people.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is that I consistently have the same expectation, and some people around me consistently let me down, and I still give them the opportunity to not let me down again. Mm-hmm. And I assume every time, over and over again. And every time I'm like, why are you so dense? Why are you not understanding? I just write it off as being a very forgiving person.
You are forgiving.
I don't remember. I don't remember when people wrong me.
No.
Unless you're a comedian.
Okay.
Here's a list of the comedians.
I was about ready to call BS on it, but no. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That qualifier, you're good.
Yeah.
You're all good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's some exit interview questions.
Oh, good. We'll ask Jason. Goodbye, Jason. Okay.
Why are you leaving this job?
Why are you leaving this job, Jason?
I'm just too busy. And
were you satisfied with your salary?
Now, we could have, if you would have asked, we could have doubled your salary at any time. I hope you know that.
The intangibles made up for the salary.
There, see?
What did you like best about your job?
I think in all honesty, it's fun to see something. And this thing isn't mine. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is not my thing. But I helped. I don't know. It's fun to build. It's kind of like I build a little podcast house for Chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he loves going in. It's like a, I guess in a way, it's like a tree house.
It's like a tree
house. This is our little tree. This,
like the Bob and Tom show is your main house.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then out in the backyard.
Out in the backyard is a little podcast tree house. Mm-hmm. And I kind of helped build it. And mm-hmm. I kind of kept it functioning. Mm-hmm. And Chick loved going into it. Mm-hmm. And that kind of satisfied me.
That's good. That's nice. I like that. What did you like least about your job?
Talking to me. I know what your answer is going to be.
What I liked least about it was Chick's inability to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
My inability to be flexible.
Yeah. You know what? I take that back. I think it was Chick doesn't truly understand or believe, and I get it's hard that my
mm-hmm.
my whole thing is not. I don't worry about me. I was representing him
mm-hmm.
and his podcast in every decision I made,
mm-hmm.
and that's hard for him to understand.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably that was overwhelming in itself. I can't imagine.
Yeah, but if anyone's going to be able to do it, it's me.
Probably.
So I took it.
Mm-hmm.
Took it to heart.
Yeah.
And so whenever I was being a little stern with him, going, listen, this ain't about
I'm right here.
Me. This is I'm helping you.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
But it's tough to fully buy into that. And here's why. Because Chick's never really had anyone that truly.
No.
I'm out here by myself, baby.
You're by yourself.
And everyone I've ever been involved with, except one.
We're out for themselves.
Probably. Came from. Yeah. And two out of the three cases came in all three cases.
Easy.
Okay.
You don't have to. We know how many.
I had to look out for myself a lot and be aware and suspicious.
Sure.
A lot because I had to protect myself because
I agree.
People weren't helping me.
No, but there's also for me working here. I know that. There's a Joni and there was our friend Helen and there were a number of people fielding information for you. And then they would kind of they would decide how they were going to filter it. And then they would give it to someone else that was may or may not have been representing you. And then they would get it. So you had these filters of people. And then finally, okay, here, we're going to present it to Chick like this. Where Jason shot it to you straight. Like there was no filter. Like Jason's like, hey, this is how it is. This is how it goes.
Well, but in my defense, I know I got information like that, but.
No, I think it was beneficial. I think that better.
Yes. No, but you get to a point where you almost feel like a mental patient.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't come. They
it's
feel
100%
like
how people treated you. Yeah.
They feel like, oh God, don't tell them this. And
but you let, but
I
then
let
you
that
decided
happen.
To let it happen.
But then I got to a point where mm-hmm. it's like I'm embarrassed by how I'm acting, and mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed by how my actions are being encouraged.
I remember when you were on the road before I traveled, and something happened with your flight, and you called Helen, and it. Was like code red.
Yeah, do you know what happened? I remember that conversation.
I mean, losing their mind.
I remember that conversation totally. I called Helen and I said, Helen, my plane got delayed. I swear to you, on everything I think that's important,
mm-hmm.
I said, hey, my plane got delayed. I'm going to call Brian and I'm here in the airport and I'll see what I can do. I think I'm going to get. The worst, I'll probably get there about 9 o'clock for an 8 o'clock show. So I'll just come on and we'll make a big deal out of it.
Right.
Okay. And then she goes, okay, thank you. And then hangs up. So I don't know what happened after that.
Uh-huh.
I called Brian and then.
And then she called somebody
But then that.
Mm-hmm.
But in her defense, her saying bad things about me and my behavior, if that happened or. Trying to make what I...
No, I'm not saying did. No, that's not what I was saying at all.
Trying to embellish my reaction to get things done. Like, Chick's very upset.
No, she didn't say that either. Well, it was just how everybody reacted in fear of...
there's a
of
point,
the perception that you gave.
Yeah, there's a point where my behavior was identical to what people were scared of.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Marc Maron now. I don't want to be. But yeah, I mean, I was an asshole for 6 years at least.
Mm.
Maybe longer.
Mm.
Well, I was an asshole before I met you.
When did those, when, what year are we starting?
I was going to say,
here?
Yeah, where are you starting? When 90, do you remember? 90, when you,
I'm going to say 94 to... 01, 02.
When
I
were
was
you
pretty
an intern?
Much in
95.
No, I was pretty much insufferable.
Was he an asshole then? Yeah. Was
no,
he ever an asshole
no,
to you?
No, not to me.
I was never an asshole. No, I...
Did you see him behave like an asshole?
I've told my best story.
No, I want
to
hear
and
it.
And I wanted to tell it on Bob and Tom the other day. I had an opening where I could have
done it. I don't think there's any need for that.
Real simple. He and I, it was fun too. Actually, we were at Ball State and we were throwing, we had these Frisbees we're handing out.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
We had Frisbees we're handing out at a Subway, actually. He had an appearance at a Subway. Full circle, actually.
Is that when Bob came by?
Nope.
That must have been later.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
And he and I started making a game of it, throwing Frisbees. This is the side story. And Frisbees in the back of trucks as they came by, went by.
I was pretty good at it.
Yeah, we were pretty good, having fun.
We were both pretty good.
So he's sitting there signing things, and this lady who's, I'm shocked she was even out of the house.
Right.
And she said to Chick, and Chick was a little... bigger than he is now, and she says to him, "Well, Chick McGee, looks like you haven't missed too many meals,"
or something like that.
Yeah,
really,
that's about what she said.
Kind of trying to be funny, but
right. And of course,
hurtful at the same time.
He, this quick, says, "Well, it looks like you've missed all of your dental appointments."
Now, comedically,
hilarious.
Very funny, but I owe that woman an apology.
No, you don't.
I don't.
She started.
No, I do.
It.
I mean, no, she.
Did she respond?
She walked away.
No, she walked away.
Oh. Yeah.
So I say this. The best compliment I got was after I was done as an intern. I was an intern from like August to December of 95.
Okay.
So the new year came around. They came back from their vacation. And I still was talking with Meredith Dean, and because that's who I worked for technically here as an intern,
okay,
making the same cash I make right here at the podcast. just kidding.
All right.
And she said to me that first thing Chick said when he got back, when he went to another appearance.
Because
he was doing a lot of appearances then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just got back from
San
Diego.
You just got back from San Diego.
Oh.
And he said, Where's Jason?
Oh.
I don't want to do anything unless Jason's here. And of course, he had to deal with it anyway because, you know, there's a new flock of interns. In.
Every year. Yeah.
But that deep in my head, I'm like, oh, actually, he actually did remember me. We had a good time. So, yeah.
Aww.
And that was 95 during the asshole period.
Yeah.
And then I came back around in 01 full time.
I guess, you know, everybody feels like they could have done better at some point in their life, right?
Absolutely.
I could have done better. I didn't have to say that to that woman. I could always lose.
Yeah, I think you did.
No, but that's funny.
I could always lose weight. But
she could get dentures.
She could get dentures.
She could get caps or whatever.
You know what? No one knows what you're going through, and there was a lot going on in that time, and I was, you know, I can't do anything but be who I am now. That's all I can do.
Be present.
Right? Be present. Mm-hmm. Be here.
Be present.
Not in the future, not in the past. Right here.
Yeah, those late 90s were tough for a lot, about all four of you in here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think so, yeah.
It was, there was a lot of upheaval.
Hmm.
Personal upheaval.
Mm-hmm. Late 90s, I got my driver's license and graduated.
We just started.
My first date.
They just started syndication in 96.
95.
95, yeah, because I left because I didn't believe there was going to be any syndication. Mm-hmm. As soon as I left, we're on Fort Wayne and Terre Haute.
So next question, Jess.
Oh, exit interview questions. Hold on. We're there. Do you have any recommendations for the company for the future?
Oh, things we could do better, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what you're going to do without me?
I think so.
Well, in the words of Chad Daniels, I'm going to open this folder on my computer marked finally. And no.
We had a trial run at PopCon.
Yeah, I think we're gonna. You know, I don't think it's going to change too much, other than you're not going to be talking.
Well, and I'm not running.
And you're not going to be putting things up on Sprinkle's going to do that.
Sprinkle, is that what you're calling?
I don't know why she started. I don't know why.
Well, I'm going to call him Spangle.
She started.
I like Sprinkle.
And here's the benefit of Chris is he's like, I'd never done a website. As you can tell. But all it's for is just have a little bit, a couple links, and so you can download it.
Right.
I could throw pictures up when we do them now and then.
Well, yeah. I like the website the way it works.
No, but Chris can actually do some more functional stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you'll definitely have a benefit there.
Okay.
Because that was the last thing I worried about was the website.
The website.
Right.
Yeah. The last thing. So okay, you're going to have a benefit there.
I guess we'll have a better website. Is that what you're saying?
And he's just across the hall. So, yeah, if he has issues, he just talk to me.
I'll talk to you. He doesn't,
that's true.
He doesn't have any kids. That's a benefit.
Sprinkle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find him a girlfriend. I tried to hook him up when we were at PopCon. Some girl came over and she said, can I plug my phone in here? My phone's about to die. Very cute girl. And he said, yeah, sure, go ahead, you know. And I said, that's not the right answer. He was like, what? And I said, you should have said, yes, for your number, you can plug your phone in.
That'll cost you one
and he said, no,
set of digits.
No, he's like, that's like ransom. And I was like, no, it's not. It's flirting. We have some. We're going to take him out. I'm going to wingman him.
You know, you go to PopCon, something like this, and I don't think this is uncommon, and I love everyone at the convention center. We all know this.
Mm-hmm. My dad works there.
They charge you for electricity in your booth.
They charge you for everything.
Yeah, and they charge you for Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is a little outrageous. Electricity, I can understand, but yeah. It doesn't come with your booth. It just, like, if you want electricity, you have to go pay a lady, and they
flip on the switch.
They flip on the switch and hook up an extension cord. Then you have
power.
How
much was the electricity?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
$130.
For the weekend?
Uh-huh.
How much was the Wi-Fi?
Wow.
$80 a day for the Wi-Fi. I am not making that up. I got it one day.
How much did PopCon cost you?
I don't think we need to talk.
Less than all of those added up, I'm guessing.
We made a lot of impressions, and we made a lot of friends, and we talked to a lot of people about the podcast. And we sold some shirts.
Yeah.
The new shirts, the I'm the Leader shirts that should be on the website right now, right, Sprinkle?
Oh, is he doing that?
He should be.
Well, I'm going to get him up first.
Okay.
I was taking you out of it.
I'm going to try to get him up, and then he'll probably make it look a lot better.
What do you think we should do new on the if we do anything different? What do you think? Is there anything different we do? Different guests, different topic? We pretty much do anything we want now.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing. You got to just do whatever you want.
I'm
not good at that.
You got to be flexible, chick. Or no. Oh, wait, no. He just wants to do every Thursday at 11 o'clock we're doing a podcast.
No, I could... When was I really inflexible?
I'm going to tell you when you were inflexible. When I would call and say, hey, I'm free. Do you guys want to do a podcast that day? And so Chick heard it as, Jess can only do a podcast right now. We have to do it right now. True or false?
I was not aware of your stance, but that's probably true.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But you were being the leader.
I am the leader.
You are the leader.
A lot of people at PopCon told us that they know and they've thought all along that she's the leader.
But that's not true.
That's not true at all. There's no way. What else were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about maybe live streaming the podcast as we record it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we could do...
Yeah, we're in the middle of trying to print pictures and get our t-shirts and everything. And Chick goes, we need to talk to somebody about live streaming the podcast. We did, and I was like, one thing at a time.
Was I drunk when I said that? You make me sound drunk.
You could maybe do a video.
We were at PJ's.
A webcast?
You put it up on YouTube? Get a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
How do you do that? It'd be Chick McGee's off the air podcast?
Maybe over here and just have a wide shot.
Can we use those cameras?
No, not that one. I'm saying over here.
Oh, in general.
You get like a GoPro kind of thing that gives you a little more wide.
GoPro.
You could wear a GoPro on your head. I could wear a GoPro on my head.
Do we have those?
I don't think so.
They're about $300.
I know. I have one in my Amazon cart.
Do you know we recorded Jess and I at PopCon?
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm. On this, it was amazing how well it picked up.
Oh, yeah. He had a new thing. Are you plugged in?
There's an app.
Are you plugged in?
Oh, I am plugged in. That's right. Why did I unplug that? Let me think here.
You give me the look.
Give him the look.
Oh, here it is. This is Jess and I sitting at the off-the-air pavilion booth.
Off-the-air pavilion now?
Booth.
It's the pavilion at PopCon this past weekend. I wonder what we talked about. I forget.
I don't know. I thought you did a couple.
This is the longer one.
How long?
10 minutes.
No.
10 minutes of this?
Hang on.
Input gain. What does that do?
Input gain.
Hello. Hello.
You can
what
tell the difference.
What superhero is that guy? No, not the guy. The guy in the costume. Right here, in the black.
You this guy? Him?
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. He's got a big wiener.
Looks generic.
Did you see the wiener?
No.
You saw the wiener sticking out of his...
I didn't, but you did, so I guess...
Wait, when you look at him from the side, it was sticking out.
Like his profile?
Yeah.
He has a dick profile? I have a horrible profile. I hate my profile. It looks like I ran into a wall. Like my face is just all shoved.
Like a frying pan, like a pug.
Kind of, yeah. I have a pug face. It's terrible.
You do have a pug face.
Shut up.
You can tell I still think she's cute.
Edit that on GarageBand and everything. Is it still recording?
Mm.
My God, it is.
My God, it is. Why would it stop?
We should have done this a long time ago.
But we didn't, so let's start now. I think there's Tomb Raider. Have you seen Tomb Raider people?
Is that...
The girl, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Is that Lara Croft or Lara Croft?
I don't know. Fuck. I don't know what any of this stuff
that
is.
I bet she gets mistaken all the time. Hey, Laura, it's Lara.
It's Lara.
It's
and
Lara.
I bet Angelina Jolie's not very nice about it either.
Lara, I loved you in Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. And then she gets upset.
It's like when people call you Chike.
It's Chick.
Oh.
Be sure to check out Scorpion Beefbags. Hanging out around it all after the main stage.
So what is your favorite?
They're 40% off all con.
PopCon person or thing.
Here?
No, I mean, well, you like Sonic the Hedgehog. I haven't seen one Sonic.
I haven't seen any Sonic. I still like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're making a big comeback.
There's a new movie, right?
New cartoon or a new movie. I'm not sure which.
Angelina Jolie?
Uh-huh.
Did Jess just wake up from a nap?
No, we'd been sitting there for a while.
It was a while, yeah.
It's actually Megan Fox.
You know, when people see me, sometimes they look at me and smile, and it's like... They know who I am.
Maybe they don't know who you are. Maybe they're just polite.
But they think I'm crazy, so they just keep moving.
Yeah, they just smile.
What's your point? What?
Smile and nod. Poor chick.
What did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Oh. I wonder if people just think we're close talkers. We're trying to talk into this microphone.
That's the thing. I don't think we have to be that close. It's amazing.
I want to be close. I like the Ghostbusters guys.
You like the Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah, but I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it because I remember it scaring me. The whole end where there's like she looks kind of possessed.
No, the Marshmallow Man has a cross look on his face.
That's not what scared me. It was the one where Sigourney Weaver was like levitating and the baby.
Oh, Zool and all that stuff and the baby.
I don't even know anybody's names,
you
but yes.
You smell bad.
Oh, yeah, that's poor,
you're a burden on your mother.
Yeah. I saw the thing where Bill Murray crashed a bachelor party the other day.
Is this going to be another Bill Murray story?
Yes, there's like a website about it. Like it's like he does these phantom. But did you see? Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
All right.
See, that's when we're saying hi to somebody at PopCon. That was actually recorded there, right there at the table, right there at the off-the-air podcast pavilion. I like that. I like the sound of that.
Oh, maybe you need more podcasts like that.
I bought one of those things that we can put in the car to hold our iPhone so it can video us when we're driving around.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it with you?
Maybe. I don't think so. I think one of my kids was playing with it.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
So I guess we should take this point in our podcast history to, I don't know, make some change or something. I don't know, other than Jason leaving.
What change?
I don't know. Should we have you have uniforms or something with our names on them when we do the podcast?
No.
No.
Jumpsuit. I like those.
Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle reporter. What's her name?
April.
April. I knew nothing about the Mutant Ninja Turtles, but his, what was his name?
Kevin Eastman.
Kevin Eastman, his booth was right next to ours, and there were
a lot of people.
A lot of people lining up to have Kevin Eastman's
really
autograph.
Excited.
Yeah. That was a good thing. We should try to do more of those. Would you be up to do another live podcast at another Comic-Con?
We could sit in a booth, but I don't want to.
That was nerve-wracking Saturday, getting ready for that.
I don't like it.
I bet. It was a big hall, wasn't it?
We were backstage.
It was really big.
Yeah, it seated 2,000 people, and I bet 400 were there, 300 to 400.
I was at a formal dinner the night before, and it was also at the convention center. It was a Jefferson Jackson dinner, and so I ran down to peek to see where we were going to record the podcast.
And I was glad she did, because I had no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I couldn't. You know how she is. I couldn't text her, and I couldn't call her and tell her anything about where we were going to be live.
And you were worried that we're
to
death
worried,
on Friday.
And I was worried more for...
What does Buddha say about that?
About worrying for other people?
Worrying for other people.
Or worrying about something in the future.
It's like holding a hot coal in your hand? No, that's when you hate somebody.
No, that's hate.
I don't know.
All right, here's what I want to do.
Said a lot of stuff.
Are you going to come back and be on the show at any time?
Yeah, we'll see who the guests are. See who you book. No, we did 100 of them. So I want to go back and I'm going to say some of the highlights that I remember. How about that?
Oh, good. That's fun.
Yeah, the first one, I haven't. Have you listened to the first one ever again, Chick?
Nope.
And neither have I.
I will not. I will not participate.
I did like the
worst
first podcast ever. Yes.
Worst first podcast
ever. I guess we had to start somewhere.
Justin joined us, then Kostaki, yada, yada. I love Dr. Will. Anyway,
Dr. Will.
He snuck in yesterday, actually. It's always great to see him.
Yeah.
First Greg Warren was great. When I really felt like it was actually becoming a podcast was when Greg Hahn came on, because I felt like because we actually had to organize Greg getting here, because he was actually coming in the afternoon. Getting off a plane
through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, well, it actually feels like we're actually booking, rather than just, you know, having
hey,
a
you
comedian.
Wanna stay?
Yeah, yeah, stay. And then one of my favorites... And was Stephen Lynch, not necessarily because we had a big group, which was fun and different, but because Chick was so proud after that one. Like this, what we did here is exactly why I did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that,
that
a good way of putting it?
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, that's that one. I have, you know, several favorites, but that one is...
your first favorite.
Should definitely be noted, because it was, like you said, they came here to do the podcast. It was in the afternoon.
Yeah, they came in the afternoon.
Yep, they came in an afternoon, and they were great, and they were funny, and...
Courtney's hot.
Gosh,
and,
she's so hot.
Jess asked questions and started to talk it up the way I knew she could.
Participate.
Yeah, it.
That was a good one.
That was a very.
We had three of my favorites right in a row. Actually, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Wood Jr. was next,
mm-hmm.
and Roy's just good on the mic. Regardless, he's a great comedian, but he can talk about anything. Then after that was Ronnie.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, we need to have him back.
That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So going through here, Nick Griffin was one of my favorites he got so excited
about
when we talked about ice cream.
Ice cream. He was mm-hmm. eating. Was it popsicles? Was it ice cream?
No, it was popsicles. Was another store, but yeah, ice cream.
Yeah.
He still tweets about that.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Pardo two-parter. We did that on a Saturday.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Had to make special arrangements for that.
Another one that was really. I mean, I had to tell people we were doing this. I had to get a little permission.
Yeah. What do we do?
Pat Godwin.
Oh, yeah.
I had to really get that one set up.
Yeah.
I don't think we realize how many 100 is. That's a lot.
That's a lot of anything.
Pat Godwin was 31.
No way.
Yeah, he was only 31.
We've done that many. Are you sure we didn't lose count somewhere?
One of our best ones, Chick, is this correct too? One of the best ones where it was just the three of us? Lap Hog.
Oh, the Lap Hog. That
33 was great.
33, and your story about that, I think the Halloween story was in that, when you and your brother and your cousin were holding on to your dad
in the haunted train at Union Station.
That was, yeah. We've done
You know what my favorite one was? And it's kind of, we did one with, I can't remember.
Well, let me go through them and see if we get through. Because I'm looking at the list. I'm cheating.
It'll trigger some.
Jay Baker was kind of the
first.
Jay
was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was kind of the first Q95 indie personality mm-hmm. we had on.
Yeah.
And Jay, right. Of all the jocks, Jay was always the one that treated me the best when I was an intern. So, and then.
he was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jay yelled at me?
Oh, no. Jay, and I said it on the podcast, I'm sure. He would, here's mm-hmm. $10, go get us Boston Market. Mm-hmm. And then they announced the OJ verdict, and I got us Boston Market.
Yeah.
And went in there and hung out in the studio while he took requests right after the OJ. And it was real radio cool. reacting with the right. with cool. listeners and playing Jailbreak and all kinds of fun stuff.
Huh.
It was way cool.
Run, OJ, run.
So soon after that was number 40. On a Saturday in the morning with stale bagels.
Oh, Jeff Garland.
Jeff Garland. I still...
I'll never forget the look of your face. Go, all right, well, this is at the end of it. I'm going to go run out in traffic.
I'm just going to walk out into traffic or run out. I forget what it was. Yeah, I learned that's what Jeff does. And I knew it at the time, but it still was kind of upsetting.
They can't all be perfect either.
No,
and if we didn't have that one, we'll get to another one here in a minute.
Oh, good.
Mark Maron was right after that.
Was it really?
I thought Maron was 39.
Nope.
No, you know, that's the one that
Which
I like
one's Mark
to.
Maron?
41? Was it 41?
Jeff Garland was 40. Mark Maron was 41.
Mark's is, and I said this, and I still stand by this. It's, you know, I find it very difficult talking about myself in any positive way. And that's mm-hmm. not false modesty. That's just the way I was raised. And, you know, what did Hitler say? You tell somebody something loud enough, long enough, they're going to believe it. So that podcast, I am as proud of that podcast as anything I've ever done in broadcasting. More so. It was like a great movie. It married, it brought together both of my passions, broadcasting and movies. If you listen to it, Maron... Mark and I have been friends forever, and I did not tell him about me and Jess, didn't say a word about it. And somehow, whoever is in charge of everything, Mark started with, there's foreshadowing, there's a conflict, there's a resolution, there's a theme that runs through the whole podcast, and it's kind of a pseudo happy ending at the end, and it's just, I can't say enough, mm-hmm. enough about episode 41. I just love that podcast. And, of course, 32 with Dr. Will, I think, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 32 with Dr. Will.
That was uncomfortable and painful, but...
So, Maron, and then I liked 44 with Jared Logan.
Yes.
Because he was the first mm-hmm. one that we didn't know right. the guy. We threw him in here, mm-hmm. and we got to know him.
We had a quick meeting, and you said, well, it's, you know, he was great. He's still, I mean, he's incredibly funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He was a great guest.
I enjoyed that one because it was so different.
Yep.
And then 48... with an ode to number 40 with Garland, Andy Kindler.
Oh,
for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, that episode was so good, and he was bashing on
You're
Garland.
You're not Larry David!
He's so great.
And then the end of it, if you go to the end, and when he said, I say something about, oh, I cut that part out, because I knew there was a section I was going to cut out. And he goes, well, could you cut out all the parts about Jeff Garland?
Yeah, that's right.
He actually made himself laugh.
Yeah.
But we also went and had lunch with him that day, which was mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a good day.
Such a nice guy.
And then right after that was a unique one, Lewis Black. Number 49, and if you want to hear Chick at his, I don't know, calmest and really being, I don't know, it was a really good interview.
I was so nervous because she wasn't here.
She was not here. And, I laid back and just let Lewis go.
I never will forget it. Lewis was in my mind, and if you can quantify something like this, he was the most famous person we'd asked mm-hmm. to be on the podcast
Absolutely.
Up
Absolutely.
To that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had done, or you had sent his agent an email, or you made me do it, or something. I don't know.
You did it.
But he was on the Bob and Tom show that morning, and during a break, he went to the break room, and I said, okay, this is it. So I go out in the hallway. He comes walking toward me, and I go, Lewis, I don't know if you know this, but I've got a podcast, and it would be great if you... Of course I'll do it! Why wouldn't I? And I go, well, you're tired, and you want to go back to the hotel and take a nap. I understand that. And he goes, you're assuming I have a life. And it was, and of course, he's a Redskins fan, and I'm a Redskins fan, and it's, I love that one.
I don't want to say, I'm not saying this in a negative way, but it's the, of all the podcasts, that was the most NPR podcast we had.
Oh, sure. I could see
that. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Lewis, obviously, a giant
brain. Just really getting to know him.
And he's got all kinds of things going.
And you guys discussed, obviously, sports with the Redskins and other stuff. So
yeah,
that one was great. Right after that, number 50, we celebrated 50 with Christy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good one.
People love that one.
We need to have Christy back on. I still get to tell. We need more Christy Lee stories. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Tim Cavanaugh was in there. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Getting him to open up and not be the usual clean
itty,
cut.
Bitty, titty committee.
Yeah, Tim just Cavanaugh. For him to say that.
I say that to him every time I see him now, and we both laugh.
Do you really?
Yep. And you remember my Tim Cavanaugh, two Tim Cavanaugh stories. You like me to be short with these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Tim cannot drive
a lick.
But he insists on driving.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if you ever wonder what Tim Cavanaugh eats on the road, mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. looks the same every time. He goes to a convenience store, comes out in the car, puts a napkin on his lap, gets a banana, and then one of those single servings Honey Nut Cheerios, mm-hmm. and unwraps the banana, dunks it into the Honey Nut Cheerios.
And eats it, though.
And eats it and drives on down the road.
Speaking of guests.
Itty bitty titty committee.
The other day, I heard the Zadie report on Bob and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened when Bob called in on the Bob and Tom show. You had very little to say.
I have kind of a problem with Bob right now, to be quite honest. And that's what we do here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And Bob knows what the problem is. And keep in mind, I'm more than willing to come forward and take blame for things that aren't my fault. But I don't know what's going to... I mean, other than that morning when he said, hey, I need to... I mean, he Hollywooded
we
me.
Should talk, yeah.
First of all, I haven't...
He hasn't. I mean, he hasn't. He hasn't reached out to you.
He hasn't, not even a little bit.
And you haven't reached out to him.
And I haven't reached out to him.
Okay. I was just curious.
So there you go.
I skipped over that one, by the way. I didn't mention that podcast. He was an early one. He was like number 8 or so.
He had a good...
So we were friends.
He had a good story.
Number 9.
When we lived together, he stayed in our house, right?
He was 9.
Yeah.
And he stayed in my house when I lived by myself. Uh-huh. He stayed there, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, when you first moved in.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So moved along, Ace Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
That's number a good 56. One. I hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Gosh, who did I just tell
you need to have Ace
that.
Back in.
Yep.
Who did I just told somebody about that podcast? And it's actually, I met a random guy at Starbucks. We started talking. Apparently, he went to high school with Ace. And
no
I said,
kidding.
Oh, well, you should listen to our podcast. He goes, you told me you were a substitute teacher. And I said, I am. I said, but I have a podcast also, whatever. So he was like, man, you see people and you'd never guess what they mm-hmm. do. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But so I realized once I told him, hey, yeah, you should listen to the podcast with Ace. The first 5 minutes of the podcast with Ace is Ace talking about cunnilingus. Is that correct?
We had our first Tim Wilson podcast.
Yeah, Tim Wilson.
Tim talking about
a little piece of it, yeah.
But a little bit of Ace, too,
maybe,
right?
Maybe Ace is cunnilingus. I don't remember that part, but maybe.
Do we? No?
Maybe.
I thought you talked about something. Maybe sex.
Probably.
But I thought it was something.
Could have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you tell this guy in Starbucks? That's
no, I didn't. But after I left, I was like, I talked to him for 3 minutes. So who knows what.
Right.
And I was just, oh, it's terrible.
Well, it's adult talk.
That's what I should
podcast,
say.
It's adult talk.
It's adult talk.
It's very frank language.
And speaking of which, we had probably the most distinguished adult at 58 with Bob Jenkins.
Yes.
Definitely a different podcast, but he was a really cool dude.
Uh-huh, very nice guy.
Don Stuck was after that.
The opposite.
The reason.
Not so distinguished.
Actually, Don Stuck is, I will be forever grateful to Don because that's how I met Jess, actually.
Uh-huh.
As I'm speaking these words, this might change in 10 minutes. You never know.
And number 61.
Bob Schneider.
Oh, Bobby. I listen to that one all the time.
Do you really?
I do. I bet I've listened to that one 10 times.
I don't know if I've listened to a podcast in its entirety.
His version, I keep asking you, as you're going away, we need to get you a going away present. We need to get him a going away present.
I have one of the best presents you gave me right here.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool. I wanted that 40.
Isolate a song?
The live 40 dogs in that one. You can MP3 me that. I love that.
You know, I've done this for him before from the Bob and Tom show. Could you get me the MP3s? And I went through them all.
I do.
And then
them.
A year or two later, I lost those.
Okay, that's, first of all, Tom's voice. Secondly, as I told Sprinkle, I'm just as confused as Tom is. almost, not quite, but almost.
So the Bob was so great. It was
Bob
fun.
Schneider,
he was really open about some stuff, too. I wasn't expecting him to be that forthcoming in some things. Mm-hmm. So it was cool.
I can't wait for him to come back.
Yeah. And after that was Al Jackson. I thought Al was hilarious.
Let me tell you about yourself.
Yeah, he had a bunch of great stories.
Now what? That was the fight I got in at the Pacer game. You told him about that.
The Indiana State Fair live podcast.
That was a good
number
one.
That was
63.
Really?
That was still quite a while ago.
Fuck.
Last August.
How long
it's
have we
June.
Been doing this?
Coming up on
two years in August.
So that was fun. It was long and we had a lot going on and there was a lot of technical stuff for me to get done that made, and it actually worked. So I was excited.
And Jenny from the Dairy Association helped us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 65. This one got a lot of love from people via email. Dave Landau.
Oh yeah.
We talked a lot about Detroit and just
we
people
did. That was one
general.
Of my favorites.
People
I like that one.
Loved that one.
That was the first person I felt like, I mean, I'm sure, but he kind of was, we were the same age, same generation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And very rarely do we have someone.
Rave parties.
We're talking about raves and just like, we just knew the same things. Because now I don't want to be a jerk, but my generation kind of sucked. It just sucked. Like you, were you like a part of like grunge and Seattle
I'm
and Nirvana?
Right
and the whole
in
thing.
Generation X.
Yeah, see, I was like on the downfall. So like it was started with the raves and the techno and the Chumbawamba. And I was like, fuck, this sucks. It sucked. It sucked in a big, bad way.
The number one song when I graduated high school. You want to hear what it was?
Yes, I do.
Love Will Keep Us Together.
Was it?
By the Captain and
I really do think, no, mine wasn't. I was going to say, I thought mine was Tub Thumping, but it wasn't.
I got knocked down.
Yeah.
That's not
that was a
last.
Year. That was a year before. I don't know. I'll have to look.
2000.
I'm sure it was something wonderful. Yeah.
So we had a stretch with a lot of good ones like Josh Arnold, Ryan Dalton, James Adomian. We didn't have him the whole time, but that was fun.
That was a good one.
John Evans. But then in the middle there at 70 was Tim Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that was good. And that was one of my highlights. I actually got Tim Wilson to laugh on that one.
Yeah.
I told Jess this when
a highlight.
It has to be.
Oh.
You know, you talk about a lot of stuff, obviously, when you go to a person's funeral. And when he would look at me and we would be having a conversation backstage and we'd be talking and I would say something and he would look at me and go, that's right. That's right. I felt 100 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He was one of a kind. There will not be one like him again.
Yeah. Drew Storen was fun because that was a little different.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
Great guy. I missed the Michael Palisak. I was on jury duty. But that was a fun one because I got to relive it. I'm like, all right, what did they do as I went back and edited?
That was a weird one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. Okay.
I love Jeff Oskey. Just his philosophy. You just wish you could be more like Jeff.
I'm not still care. Yeah, I'm still amazed. I mean, a lot of people say, no, I don't care. I don't really care about that. But you still, he really doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, we had Jim Gaffigan.
Gaffigan.
He was amazing. Miss Pat, which I just sat back in awe of her. People love that one.
Miss Pat.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
That changed your world with Miss Pat.
Yeah. I mean, she was, okay, but I really found out that Miss Pat and I led incredibly similar lives growing up. So, that was something else.
And then I did the first big completely surprise guest.
Oh, Jimmy.
No.
No.
Oh, Pete the Planner.
Pete the Planner.
Pete the Planner.
Yeah,
Planner.
Yeah.
Which we, his assistant came to PopCon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was like, he still talks about that. He had such a great time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just texted with him yesterday, actually. Yeah, he's a great guy.
I follow him on Twitter. I think I follow him on Instagram now.
Yeah. After Pete was the East Hills.
Oh, that was a fun one. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Those guys are great. They were just at the Murat, and I guess they...
With Tesla.
They played very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, people enjoyed that one. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget us. All right, we're just going to have them play two or three songs, okay?
I remember that's
what we all agreed on.
Right.
And they played three songs in the first 15 minutes, I think.
That was really a good one.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. It was great. And then, I brought in Jimmy, which That one satisfied a lot of things for me.
Yeah.
Just seeing the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I just kind of sat back.
Yeah,
and
there wasn't a lot to
them.
Say. Mm-hmm. Chick still quotes Jimmy from that. And you said, what'd you say?
You go, Jimmy, hey, how you doing? He goes, I'm great. Ask around.
I'm great. Ask around. Yeah.
He has a way with a phrase. He's a good man.
Dean at 99. People love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Our longest one, I believe.
It was Bert, right?
Bert was 136. Dean was 141.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But we had two huge, basically three podcasts within two podcasts.
Right.
That was fun.
Huh. I would have bet everything Bert was the longest one.
No. I could have kept doing that.
Bert was great because Bert had been on the show before, but when the Marc Maron, number 41, came out, Bert tweeted that he was listening to that podcast right now walking around the Mall of America, and he, he can't turn it off, and I'm not going in a store. I need to hear how this ends.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And that was nice
Maybe
of him.
Maybe I should listen to
I
that.
I know.
Nice of him to
the
say.
The way he describes it, it's like, I need to go back and listen to that.
I know.
I'm telling you. It's
no, but it's
like
different.
A great movie.
But yeah, that's the thing.
I would think
but that's how you see life, is through the lens of a camera.
I do. I should be a director. I want to direct.
Yeah. You know what my favorite podcast is? And it's funny because I was never always a nice guy, but I wasn't anything that I was like, I wasn't Uber fan. But we had Frank Caliendo on
twice.
The first time was ISDN.
Yeah,
the second time,
in person,
we had the real Frank Caliendo.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably is my favorite podcast we've ever done.
Because he was honestly tired and he was trying to be nice, but he wanted to be on the podcast because he.
But it was just him. It was raw
it
Frank.
Was him.
And I really, really liked that one.
Yeah.
Plus, he paid me probably one of the best compliments I've ever had from a stranger. He said, "You're always prettier than I remember." And he may say that to everybody, but I think it's a very nice thing to say.
I bought it. I would, given what you said about him during that podcast, I would imagine that was sincere.
Yeah,
he was too tired to come
too
up with
tired
a story.
To lie.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got a lot of good stuff ahead of you. There's still guests that I'm sure you want. There's still goofy stuff you can do. There's fun local people that have a national appeal. You know, that's why I brought in Pete.
Yeah.
We've had, Jenkins was kind of a national guy.
Sure.
There's so many good people like that.
Well, I'm going to say this and try not to cry, but...
Oh, motherfucker.
I'm not leaving the building.
I know.
But you know how important this podcast was for me to start and do, and for a lot of reasons, it's become very important in my life, and it wouldn't have started without you, my friend, and I appreciate it.
I didn't even know how to do a website, Chip.
But I would have sat at that kitchen table... I'm going to do a podcast, and unless you guys...
Speaking of kitchen table, we tried to do a podcast at our kitchen table. Do you still have that? Me, you, Johnson, and Chop. Do you remember that?
It might be on GarageBand. It might be on my computer.
That's interesting. Speaking of podcasts, what about the podcast we never released?
Man, I've been thinking about that.
I
have a theory on it.
How to
charge. I told him.
How to
I
charge.
Tell you?
How do people get chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com? That's my email.
Email.
And don't you have one, Jess?
Yeah, I know.
Nah, there's no.
That's not what I have?
No, it's not.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we're going to try and charge for it is what we're going
to
do.
Because we don't want it out there for people to just accidentally get for free.
Right. You got to do it on purpose.
It's not a profit deal here.
I don't know what the price is going to be, but it's going to be incredibly affordable, but you're going to have to.
What?
No?
No, I don't know.
$29.95? What do you think?
What?
Okay. Is that a little high? I would know. We're going to put it up on the website, I think.
A buck or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, see how many people want it.
Crappy songs are $1.29 on iTunes. Right. This is going to be like an hour and a half of a train
podcast.
Wreck.
Yeah. Can we listen to it first?
Yeah, I think I need to bounce
two
it
or
and
three.
Give it to you guys.
Yeah, let's let us listen to it.
And then let you listen to it.
You don't listen to the ones we finish.
Yeah, good point. But I've been meaning to do that for him.
Yeah.
And the 40 dogs.
And the what?
The 40 dogs. The Bob Schneider 40 dogs.
Oh, yeah. I got it right here.
All right. Well, you know, I'll see you around.
We still go to lunch.
Go to lunch and
if you have time.
You see, sometimes I got to get out of here at a decent time.
I know.
It happens.
And I don't know if this is the place for this, but if you'd like to sponsor a swell podcast that's growing and only becoming more popular every second, send me an email, chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. Send me that email too.
Yeah, that's our sales email. That's our marketing email. That's our promotion.
And it's also
email.
If you have a Viagra thing,
if you need to send.
We get so much spam at that thing.
Do we really?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I forgot how to get into it, so I'll have to.
Oh, it's easy. Sprinkle knows. Yeah.
Sprinkle.
He's sitting in his office right now listening to this.
No, he left.
He did leave?
Yeah. Oh.
Where'd he go?
Because Chick asked him, this is, we're going to do a podcast. We might need you to
step in.
Yeah, but he's like, I got a meeting at noon.
Where does he have a meeting?
He knows people.
He knows a lot of fucking people.
That picture from the race.
Oh, when he's all with his arms up? Isn't that
Where
hilarious?
Did that come from?
That was
somebody took it. A family member
race.
Took it across the thing. Somebody that he knew was sitting on the other side of the track.
So they were aiming for him.
Yes.
And it was last year's race.
Oh, okay.
And I forget who won last year's race.
Bobby Labonte.
Tony Kanaan. That is a funny name. The Labontes, that's a great name.
Bobby Labonte, Bonnie Labonte, Billy Labonte. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Jason. We'll see you hanging around. Oh, is this the kitty cat?
Yeah, these
the
are some
keyboard?
Early ones. Vinny Testosterone.
Vinny Testosterone and Kitty Cat on a Keyboard. I remember this. Thank you, Jess.
What would you pay Chick McGee for 46?
Yep.
Let's see some emails. ChickMcGee@ChickMcGee.com. We're holding for ransom. Thank you for downloading the podcast. We will talk again.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Love you, man.